Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2667. Do you use work as an excuse not to reach financial independence? By Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Do you use work as an excuse not to reach financial independence? By Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. I sometimes get into conversations with friends of mine who wonder why I'm trying to save so much money. When I tell them that I'm doing it because I'd love to be able to retire early, I'm often met with the same response. I couldn't imagine myself not working. I'd get too bored. I'm sure those of you on the path to financial independence have heard that same remark as well. It's all well and good, mind you. There's nothing wrong with working. If you like your job, by all means, you should keep doing it. Honestly, if I ever do reach financial independence, I'll probably keep working too. Perhaps not in a traditional 9-to-5 job, but I'd probably do something that I find fun. My problem isn't with people who say they enjoy working. It's that I find that people who tell me they like working often use that not as a plan, but rather as an excuse for why they're not saving very much. Enjoying work doesn't mean you shouldn't push yourself to save as much money as possible. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't test yourself to see how much you really need in order to live well. And it doesn't mean that you shouldn't strive to reach financial independence. Even if you have no intention of retiring, you still need to save money. And in fact, the only true way to know if you enjoy working is to save aggressively to the point where you could retire early if you wanted to. If you need the income from your job, you can never really know if you're working right now because you really like it or if you're working because you need the job and don't have a choice. Using work as an excuse not to save. There's an intuitive logic at play here for people who say they don't want to retire. It goes something like this. I enjoy working, so I don't plan to ever stop working. If I don't plan to retire, then I'll always have income coming in. If I have income coming in, then I don't need to save all that much money. Accordingly, it's okay that I'm not saving a lot of money. The problem with this type of thinking is that it's not a plan. It's an after-the-fact excuse used to justify a weak savings muscle. Think about these folks who say they never want to stop working and use it as a justification for why they don't save. If they're not saving their money, then they're probably spending it on stuff. What are they spending their money on? In my experience, it's usually on stuff they do outside of work. Things like buying a fancy house, driving a nice car, going out to eat at expensive restaurants, and maybe all sorts of other stuff that really aren't all that important when you think about it. These folks might like working, but do they actually like working? It's hard to tell. To me, it looks like they're working because they like having the income to spend on stuff for when they're not at work. If you're working in order to have money to buy stuff, it really raises questions in my head as to whether you really enjoy working or whether it's just being used as an excuse. It also makes me wonder, why not save that money so that you can eventually spend all your time doing the things you like to do outside of work? Reach financial independence as soon as possible and give yourself choices. People who say they like their jobs should still aim to reach financial independence as soon as they can. Just think about the type of comfort someone can have knowing that they don't need any of their income from their job. When there's no reliance on the paycheck, you can just work because you want to work. I think the feeling I get from my side hustles is a good example of what financial independence must feel like. Another good reason to pick up a side hustle. Part of the reason I enjoy my side hustles is because I don't need any of the income from it. The money helps me for sure. I save all of it, and it'll definitely help me reach financial independence sooner. But I don't need the money. My savings rate would still be fine without it. Instead, it's clear that I do my various side hustles because I enjoy them. I don't need to Airbnb a room in my house, nor do I need to watch dogs or dig through trash or bike around town delivering food to people. I do it because I want to do it. And if I ever thought they weren't fun anymore, I'd just stop doing it. Most people who tell themselves they don't save because they like working aren't in a position to just walk away if they wanted to. Financial independence is the only way to know if you really like working. The only real way to know if you like working is to get to the point where the income from your work is meaningless. This is why, even if you never plan to quit working, you should still be pushing yourself to reach financial independence as soon as possible. Anytime you're working for a paycheck by necessity, you're working because of the income, not because of the work. You might enjoy the work, sure, but if you need the income, it'll always cloud your view on how much you really enjoy it. We'll tell ourselves we enjoy anything if we have no choice in the matter. I don't doubt that some people really enjoy what they do, but if you're not saving and are telling yourself that it's because you like working, I think you should think about that some more. Enjoying work and reaching financial independence aren't mutually exclusive. You can still do both. Whenever I hear someone tell me that they aren't saving as aggressively as I am because they enjoy working, I always wonder why that's deemed as an acceptable excuse. Working should help you reach financial independence as soon as you can. It shouldn't be used as a crutch to justify why you're avoiding saving. You just listened to the post titled, "Do You Use Work as an Excuse Not to Reach Financial Independence?" by Kevin of FinancialPanther.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. As a counterpoint to today's article, when I hear people say that they want to retire early because they don't want to work, I often think they're setting themselves up for disappointment. They might be better served by finding more satisfying work, not by retiring early. I don't think early retirement is about not working anyway. I think it's about separating your finances from your work. Imagine getting to work as little or as much as you want, when and where you want, creating what you want to see in the world, with who you want to work with, and your compensation having no impact on your decisions around that work. That, to me, is the dream. Not doing anything that looks like work sounds appealing when you're burnt out, but it's incredibly boring and unfulfilling when you're living it. I think most of us just want to work less or have full autonomy over our work. And I agree with Kevin's point in this post. If you're dependent on your work for your livelihood, you have limited options. I'm not sure that anyone consciously chooses to limit their options, but it's amazing what we choose to believe to make ourselves feel better. When someone tells me that they never want to retire, I point out that sometimes our health doesn't allow us that choice. Many people get to the age where they physically are no longer able to work, and in that case, it'd be nice to have some retirement savings. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.